We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Delivered into Light. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 to 14. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I have just read from the New English Translation. When Annabelle became a believer, it became clear to her that she had been under the power of darkness as an unbeliever. She lived in fear and suspicion. She used to go to church every Sunday because she saw church as a place where people went to collect blessings and protection. She kept several bottles of anointing oil in her house from different pastors. Despite being a churchgoer, she also made charms. Her first husband had been her boyfriend, and she used charms to tie him to herself and manipulate him into marrying her. The marriage fell apart when he lost his job in an oil company. Because of her many sins, she found it difficult to believe that God would ever want anything to do with her. This was the major reason she initially refused to accept the Lord Jesus. But when someone explained the message of the cross to her, and she saw how Jesus, perfect and innocent, suffered and died for her sins, she realized she could be forgiven. She understood that her forgiveness was based solely on the sacrifice of Jesus. When she received this forgiveness and submitted to the Lordship of Christ, she knew she was no longer under the dominion of darkness. She was no longer a slave to sin and fear. She no longer lived in constant suspicion. Her mind was liberated. She could think clearly without relying on drugs. Unfortunately, there are many in the church today who are not fully free from the dominion of darkness because they have not fully received the Lordship of Christ. Jesus does not yet control every area of their lives. They still hold on to their old philosophies and maxims. Mammon is still their Lord. But when you understand that you have complete redemption and forgiveness of sins in Christ Jesus, it naturally produces total surrender to his Lordship. Jesus cannot truly be the Lord of your life while demons still exercise dominion over you. He is a jealous Lord. The degree to which your life is submitted to Christ's Lordship is the degree to which you will walk in his authority and dominion. Go into today thanking God for delivering you from the dominion of darkness and bringing you into the dominion of light through his redemption and forgiveness. Prayer. Ask the Lord to help you grow in your walk in the light and become an agent of light yourself. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Proverbs 31. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.